Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted to share this moment with you. It seems like I've been gone forever, amen, but we've been attached by the Holy Spirit, and God is doing some great things. I know in your life, He's doing some great things in our life, and God is just making it happen, amen. But on tonight, on this Valentine's Day, we have a very special ministry, and it's entitled The Plan of Travail for Christ. The plan of travail for Christ in order to seek Jesus' face and to receive His promises. Amen? To receive the promises of God. But guess what? We have to go through some things before we can receive the promises of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before I begin to get on fire for this ministry, which I'm already on fire, I want to go ahead and do some housekeeping things. We're going to, first of all, read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And then after we read Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9, then we're going to go ahead and pray. And then after we pray, we're going to really get into the Spirit of God. Amen. Is that okay? Amen. And I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends, my veterans, and those who have just joined me for tuning in on this particular hour to hear the ministry and to be renewed and revived, because we all need that renewal and we need to be revived. So I want to thank each and every one of you for taking out your Valentine's Day, wherever you are, whether you're at a restaurant, whether you're at home, whether you're away from home. Thank you so much for tuning in. There are many people who are on the line. Thank you so much. And many people who are listening from their computers, I appreciate that. We're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, Lord. We thank You for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and You started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength so we can make it to this very day. Lord, we thank You for the divine connections. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for the open doors that we're seeing. We thank You, Lord, for the shifting or the transition into newness, Lord. We thank You in the name of Jesus for helping us and keeping us and giving us peace, Lord. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for blessing those who are in the hospitals to come out, blessing those who are going into the hospitals and those who are thinking about going into the hospitals. Heavenly Father, we thank You for their lives, and we ask that You crown their heads from the top to the bottom, and that You heal them of whatever infirmities they have within their bodies. Lord, we ask that You bless each of their family members, Heavenly Father, and that You bless their children and their grandchildren and anyone who is attached to them, Lord. We thank You for the miracles You have performed, allowing people to go home after they've been sick. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for the bereaved families. We ask that You continue to be an angel and wrap Your arms all around them. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would You continue to bless our youth, Heavenly Father. Bless their families, bless their anyone who's attached to them. Bless them as they go to school. Bless them as they're at home. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you be the rabbi? Would you be their teacher? Would you be their leader, Lord Jesus? Then, Lord, we ask and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing the ministry, blessing us to magnify who you are and blessing this ministry to go higher and higher. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the connections. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunities to stand on platforms, Lord, in order to teach and minister the word of God. Lord Jesus, we ask, would this ministry be something that is acceptable and yet pleasing within your sight? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you crown this head from the top to the bottom, and would you allow the revelation that you have authorized to come out of this mouth, Heavenly Father, in the way in which you have suggested? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you simplify it for the people so that we all can understand it better by and by? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word. We thank you for the shifting. We thank you for the movement. We thank you for the revival and the renewing of our souls. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to send those breakthroughs and break the yokes and any struggle, Lord Jesus, that people are struggling with, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove the struggles, any type of strife that people are dealing with? We ask, would you bring peace, any type of anger? We ask, would you bring happiness, Lord, because we know that we are embarking on something new, not because of this particular season. It's because of who you are, and you have authorized and set an appointed time in which we are going to transition into our destiny, and we say thank you. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you consecrate each day of this week, because you call it a blessed week. If we surrender unto you, unto the Spirit of God, we ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you control where we walk, Heavenly Father, and to help our paths continue to walk into our destiny, to bless our ears to hear the ministry of God, and our eyes to continue to look up towards the hills from which cometh our help, because all of our help cometh from you. With our hands, we busy doing the work of our Father in heaven, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the promises you've made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the peace that you have given that surpasses all understanding. And we thank you for the covering of the revelation and the covering of favor, grace, and mercy as we go to our next level. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each person who's listening and those who will listen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each ministry of music that is coming on this particular ministry, Lord. We ask, would you bless them and each thing that they do, would you bless it to be a success? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the strength that we need in order to embark and in order to go around ministering to men, women, boys, and girls, let them know that they must be saved and there is only one way into heaven, and that's through the Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the anointing that I feel right now, for the rhema word that's already here. My help is already here. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for which eyes have not seen nor ears have heard. We thank you for this international platform where people from all over the world can hear. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for transition of lives. We thank you for yokes that are being broken. And we thank you for doors that are being open and doors that are being closed. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountain experiences. And we ask, once we get to the top, would we bring our arm down where we can help our brothers and sisters up, Heavenly Father? And then, Lord Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, as we get ready for your dispensation of the Spirit, as we prepare ourselves for the next level, we ask in the name of Jesus, will we continue to magnify and glorify who you are? And once we get to that place, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, will we consecrate it not only with our spirits, Lord, but with our mouths, Heavenly Father, and pray over each and everything that we oversee, whatever it is. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the surprise blessings. We thank you for the surprise transitions, and we thank you for the surprise beings, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to magnify the kingdom of God. Lord, we surrender unto you, as you are saying at this moment. We surrender unto you our hands, ears, eyes, and mouth, and we ask, would you use it in your glory? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I'm on fire right now because I'm so excited, because God is getting ready to do some great things in your life, in my life, in my family's life, and in everybody's life. When I say everybody, God says that everyone will taste and see that he is good, because we are trying to make it to heaven. And in order to make it to heaven, we must go by the Father. But God says there's some things that must happen. He says that our breakthrough is already here. He says those things, those great things that happened weeks ago, he says that was favor, grace, and mercy. But see, we've been praying for a breakthrough. We've been praying for a shift. We've been praying for a transition. And now that it's here, God says that there are some things that we must do. And before we get into the message, God says that we must surrender. That's why I added this song, Father, I Stretch My Hands to Thee. And I want you to really listen to this song by Bishop Carlton Pearson, because it's very important that when you get ready to go to your next level, whatever it is, it does not necessarily mean a transition into another city, another state. It doesn't mean that. It means a transition into something new, newness. It's a transition. And so God says that we must surrender first. He says before any of this other ministry happens that we're getting ready to talk about tonight, he says, my people, my children, must surrender. And so we're going to listen to, Father, I Stretch My Hands to Thee. And I really want you to surrender unto God, and let God use us in a mighty way. And this is what I want you to do every day of this week. Say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender. I'm not going to run from you anymore. I'm not going to run from my calling. Lord, if you want me to do this for the kingdom, I'm going to do it. Lord, if you want me to go here for the kingdom, I'm going to go. We're not compromising with God. God is not compromising with us. When God says something, that settles it. Amen. So we're going to listen to Father, I Stretch My Hands to Thee by Bishop Paul Martin and Carlson Pearson. Right, we're going to listen to these two gentlemen. Father, I Stretch My Hands to Thee. This is actually 6 minutes and 9 seconds. Then after which, we're going to really get into the Word of God, because God is speaking. We're going to get into the Word of God. Then we're going to hear from Sister Tamla Mann. Then God's going to give us something else. Then after which, we're going to hear from Bishop Rance Allen. Clap your hands a little louder. Amen. And stomp your feet, because God is getting ready to do something that we surely can't beat. Amen. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love. I have many of my co-hosts who are on the line. Bless their hearts. And so we just thank you so much for tuning in, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord on tonight. Thank you so much for listening. No!
break at apostolic history tonight. We are coming full circle. How many of you know we used to be ashamed of the way we worship God? But here we are in the Mabee Center, on the campus of the Oral Roberts University, black and white and red and yellow and black, and worshiping God in the beauty of holiness. Baptists and Methodists and Church of God in Christ and Assembly of God, and some of them from Presbyterian backgrounds and Episcopalian backgrounds. And how many of you know God is doing a new thing? Look at somebody and say, I wouldn't miss this for nothing. Oh, my God, I love this. We're going to stop a little bit and let the bishop preach, and we're going to do a little bit of this tomorrow night. But I tell you what, Dorinda Clark is here, and she has a song titled, I'm On My Way to Heaven. Maddie Moss Clark was one of the greatest leaders in the era of praise and worship and music of this century, particularly within the Church of God in Christ. She slipped away to be with the Lord. It was less than a year ago, or right around a year ago. These girls, I've known them most of my life and known of them all of my life. And now they're all preaching and evangelizing, and God is using them. And we had Karen last year. This is the evangelist of the group. And I still feel that sweet anointing. It's still young. I want you to come, Dorinda. Let the Lord use you. One of these old, we let her choose a song that she wanted to sing from way back. Give Dorinda Clark a great big God bless you as she ministers.
Amen. That was Bishop Paul Martin and Carlton Pearson. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. And since at the end there was so emphasis placed on Sister Dorinda Clark, we're going to deviate a little bit. When the Spirit tells you to do something, you have to do it. Amen. We're going to deviate a little bit, and we're going to listen to Sister Dorinda Clark Cole, and she's going to sing I'm Still Here, and it is by the grace of God. This is Sister Pastor Dorinda Clark Cole, I'm Still Here, amen, and it is by what? The grace of God. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. The grace of God.
grace of
Man, that was Pastor Dorinda Clark Cole. I am still here. And guess what? It's only by the grace of God. We are getting ready to get into the Word of God. I'm going to tell you right now, if you hear a few pauses, this is an unscripted revelation, an unscripted ministry, but God did give me somewhat of some words because he's going to give me what to speak. And the title of this particular ministry is entitled The Plan of Travail for Christ. The Plan of Travail for Christ. The message comes by way of seeking Christ. And in the Bible, we find that Jesus was tempted by the world, yet he held on to the promise and kept the faith. Now we can see that Jesus finally is, or really is, the light of the world, and his truth and promises endures to all generations. And since we know that, we're going to expect some great things and changes to happen. There will be what God calls a great shifting in the atmosphere. We're not talking about weather. We're talking about a spiritual shift from one mindset to the other. Are you ready to go through the pain in order to gain God's glory? God is asking that. Are you ready to go through the pain in order to gain his glory? When we think of travail, we oftentimes think of a lady who is going into labor. And during those 9 months, she may be sick, she may be weak, she may be tired, you know, and she may be in pain as she readies or prepares herself to give birth to a child. And it is painful for most. Amen. And so God is saying that we are expecting, all of us are expecting, and we're talking about in the spiritual realm. He says, all of us are expecting. He says, and since we are expecting, there are going to be some changes within not only our bodies but our thinking. And sometimes we're going to get weak. Sometimes we're not going to feel well. He's talking about being down. He says, sometimes the world can really get to us because the world is not like Christ. And he says, because the world is not like Christ, he says, we can become sick, spiritually sick. Uh-huh. And he says, some of us have to go on bed rest, and we discontinue what our mission is and what our journey that God has given us because we're on bed rest. God didn't put us on bed rest. We put ourselves on bed rest because we're so tired of the world. And because we're tired of the world, we surrender to the world and give up on God, and we go on bed rest. Amen. And then when it's time to birth out something, we go through pain again. And what happens is there are many things or complications when we are on bed rest and we're not trusting in God. And so this particular ministry is about the plan of travail for Christ. It means that something great is going to happen out of all of this, whatever this is. But you have to understand how to recognize the voice of God and how to alleviate all of the naysayers and those people who say it can't happen, God can't do that, you can't do that. You have to eliminate some things. And God says, pluck out, praise God. God says you have to pluck out some things out of your life. But first, God says the big word that he wants us to become familiar with and he wants us to take on is surrendering. Surrender unto God. The revelation says, surrender unto God. Put your hands up, put your hands up. Surrender unto God. Say, Lord, I give you my hands for your service. I give you my eyes for the heels from which cometh my help. I give you my ears to hear your voice so that I can make decisions regarding my life and regarding the kingdom and the ministry and any other endeavor, Lord, when I travel all around this world. Then I give you my heart. I surrender my heart. I ask, Lord, that you remove anything that's not like you, and I ask that you place everything that's like you within my heart so I can treat my brothers and sisters right, so that I can think the right things, so I can say the right things, and so I can do the right things by people. Then you ask the Lord to bless your feet in order to walk into your destiny. Your feet must be ready to walk into your destiny. And God says that you shouldn't have feet like Paul did. Like Saul. You can't have feet that walk away from Christ. You have to have feet that walk to Christ. He says, because if any man or woman be in Christ Jesus, we are new creatures. Old things have passed away. So we must surrender in the season of travail because we are expecting something great. He says you are impregnated with his greatness. He says, but you can't put yourself on bed rest. He's talking to women, men alike. He's talking to boys and girls alike. He says this is not a pregnancy like a physical pregnancy like the world thinks of it. He says we are pregnant with his favor, grace, and mercy, with his greatness. Something great is getting ready to happen. He says for some it'll be 9 months. He says for some it may be six. Some it may be three. Some is getting ready to deliver now. Praise God. But he says there's going to be greatness. He says, but there are some things that we have to know and be aware of so that we won't put ourselves on bed rest and make ourselves sick. Amen. So as I said before, if you hear some pauses, it's because the Lord is speaking and I'm listening. None of this is scripted. When the music was playing, the Lord gave me some words to put down so that I can give these words unto you, but the revelation is going forth, so get ready. Grab your pencils and pens and paper. Amen. All right. The plan of travail for Christ. And God says put the number 9. He says 9 months. He says that some, I want you to put the 9 months. He says some will experience his greatness in 9 months. And this is specific. God is being very specific. He says some 6 months. He says some 3 months. And he says some are ready to deliver now. Amen. Some are ready to deliver now. He says 9, 6, and 3, and some are due any day. Amen. And I'm claiming my greatness any day. Amen. Praise God. Well, anyway you bless me, Lord, I'm satisfied. Amen. So the plan of travail for Christ, God says that we're expecting something. Everybody's expecting. And we're not talking about the physical expecting. We're talking about the spiritual. You're supposed to expect something great from God. And God was giving numbers. He says 9, 6, and 3, and some people are ready to deliver. Amen. So God says, when he told me to write these words, a new being. He says a new beginning, a new being. He says that when we experience this particular change within our mindsets and within our bodies and within the things we do and the people that we associate with, he says they're going to be new beginnings. He says your mindset, he says the mind, your cerebral cortex, he says that is going to change. Your thinking is going to change. He says your thinking about people is going to change. Those people who would get on your nerves, he says you're going to have patience with them. Your thinking is going to change. Your perspective is going to change. He says why? Because there is a transformation. He says there is a newness within your mind. You have surrendered unto God and you've given your mind unto God. So therefore God says let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You're going to begin to think Christ-like. All those things, those evil thoughts where they're talking about me, they're gossiping about me, they don't like me. God says it's not going to matter anymore because he is going to take over your mind because you're going to have to. We're going to have to make some very clear and sound decisions about the destiny that the Lord is taking us to. So he says this is a new beginning. Something new is coming into your life. And he's not talking about being pregnant like women are pregnant. He's talking about the spiritual expectancy of something great. The spiritual expectancy of something great. So he says that you're going to become a new person. He says it's going to start with the mind. Write the word mind. He says it's going to start with the mind. And God is speaking, and he says when it starts with the mind, he says your thinking will be sound and based on the word of God. He says those childish things like gossip, backbiting, jealousy, hatred will be cast into the sea of forgetfulness. You will study war no more, for your mind will be at peace because of thee, meaning God. So God says that there is a change in the mind. He says your thinking will be sound and based on the word of God because you're not going to have time for your mind to be tainted by listening to gossip. You're going to be too busy with your father and doing his work. He says those childish things like gossip, backbiting, jealousy, hatred will be cast into the sea of forgetfulness. God says he will forgive. He says because there are people who are listening right now in the ministry and people who will listen who was once guilty of being childish, gossiping, backbiting, hating. He says those things will be cast into the sea of forgetfulness and he will not hold those things against us. He said we will study war no more. He says because we will be at peace because we have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He says it's because of him that we have peace within our hearts. Amen. He says, so the mind begins to change. He says, and people will begin to look at you differently. And you will lose, he says, some people because your thinking is not like theirs anymore. You're thinking differently. He says you're going to lose some people. You're going to lose some things because those places and those things things that you used to like to do, you're not going to be attracted to those things anymore because your mind is no longer childish. He says you are an adult now. He says, and when your mind is in Christ, you are able to make adult decisions and think in an adult manner. He says, so those childish things will be put aside. He says, because now it's time for business and to be about the Father's kingdom. So your mind will be the first thing to change. Okay, your mind will be the first change. And you will notice this because what's going to happen is those things that used to bother you, and I'm talking to kids first of all, those things at school that used to bother you, people talking about you, people saying things about you, it's not going to bother you anymore. Amen, it's not going to bother you. You're going to be like, what is going on? I'm not even mad. And you're going to have new friends and new connections, and it's not going to bother you anymore. Adults, same thing. When you get on the phone, your conversations are going to be totally different. You know, when people begin to talk about other people, you're going to find something to do. There's going to be an interruption. God says your mind will be the first thing that will change, and that is a sign that the plan of travail for Christ is here, right? He says because you're going to lose, he says you're going to lose some of your closest friends. He says because your mind is different. You're thinking differently, and you're able to make sound decisions. Let's move on. Then he says, sacrifice. Everybody ball up your fists. He says sacrifice. God says sacrifice. He says there are some things we're holding on to. There are some people we're holding on to. There are some situations we're holding on to. But God says, what are you willing to sacrifice in the coming of the Lord to receive your reward? What are you willing to sacrifice? Ball up your fist. This is how tight we hold on to things, people, things that we shouldn't have. This is how tight we hold on to it. And God says that we must let it go. Open up your fist slowly. Let it go. Do you not feel something differently? I want you to do it again. Ball up your fist as tight as you can. As tight as you can. Your hands should be red by the time you finish. Ball up your fist as tight as you can. You're holding on to those people that mean you no good. You're holding on to those situations that's no good. You're holding on to wherever you are that's no good. Ball it up real tight. Now slowly let it go. Release it slowly, 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 slowly. Do you see how that pressure's taken off? God says when you're able to give up something that's not good for you, when you're able to give up those people who are not doing you any good, who mean you no good, when you're able to give up those situations, those habits that's not good for you, God says that there is a release. He says you're at peace now. He says you feel better now. He says you're going to still feel some pain at travail. You're going to still feel some pain in your hand after you let go because you were squeezing so tight. He said there's going to be some pain because you're going to lose some close friends. You're going to lose some people you used to hang out with, you used to go out with. You're going to lose them. He said, and it's going to hurt your heart. That's part of the travail. He said, it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt your heart. He says, but understand that now you are new. He says, and that pain is only temporary. How many of you know that people only carry babies for at least 9 months? Amen. 9 months should be the max. And then they have to take it. Amen. 9 months. And so God said that that's temporary. He says your pain is temporary. Your travail is temporary. You only have to carry it so long. It's going to take some of us 1 month, some of us 9 months, some of us 6 months, some of us 3 months. But God says that you will be fine. He says once you let God into your life. So he says your mind will be the first thing. He says then the sacrifice. The sacrifice. You're going to have to give up some things. And that's between you and God. I can't tell you what to give up because I don't know. But those are some things that we have to give up, and it's going to hurt us. My hand is still hurting. I still feel the burn in my hand from letting it go. I still feel that, and my hands are still red. But God says that that's temporary. He says that's temporary. Then let's go on to the next part of the plan of travail for Christ, the Word of God. God said, don't just wait till you get on the I Free to Love show to study the Word. He says, don't just wait till Sunday mornings to study the Word or BYIP youth to study the Word or Wednesday nights to study the Word. He said, you study the Word every night. Whether you memorize scriptures and think about those scriptures and meditate on them, whether you read your Bible, whether you just speak to someone on the phone, have Bible study, whatever you do, remember that the Word of God will see you through. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed, but rightfully divided in the truth. You and I need to know the truth. We need to know that God said he would never leave us nor forsake us. We need to know that God is our very present help in a time of trouble. We need to know that God is our strength and our refuge. We need to know that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. We need to know all of that. And so God says the plan of travail, he says, is to get into the word of God. And guess what? It's not going to be popular because you're going to be busy with the word of God. And people want to talk to you about gossip. They want to bring mess to you. But you're going to be in the word of God. Because you're in the word of God, it's not going to be very popular or sit very well with your close friends. And God says, this takes us right to the next step. You got to be strong. Those temptations, those things, those addictions, right? He says you have to be strong because those temptations, Jesus was tempted. He said, the devil said, I'll give you all of this land, all of it, right? But Jesus stood fast because he knew the promise. And we have to stand fast because God has promised us something. He says 9 months is max. But God has promised us something, and we have to endure. I'm going to say these 9 months, but God says some people are already ready to deliver. God says the plan of travail for Christ. He says we have to be strong. Being strong does not mean muscle strong. Once again, we're in the spiritual realm. It means your mind. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. I told you the first thing God begins to work on is the mind, because the mind causes the body to do a lot of things. The mind really controls all the decisions and how we treat people and how we handle people. And so God says you have to be strong in the mind, but you have to be strong with the word of God, because we can't use the worldly words in order to conquer the world because they already know them. We have to put on the full armor of God, and we have to treat people kind, and we have to do good in spite of evil that is upon us. We have to do good because God says that you are carrying something great. And he says if we fail to sin hatred, if we continue to absorb our minds in hatred and jealousy, God says that that's just like giving, that's just like a baby within our bellies and we're drinking gasoline. He says we're going to really hurt the internal part of our bodies and the baby. He says, but in the spiritual realm, he says, when we put those things in our heart, he says, then we're dead unto Christ, right? He says, because we're not allowing the Lord to live within us. And if the Lord is not within our hearts, he says, then we are going to be sick and we're going to do anything we can in order to conquer the world that's going to make us weak. But if we're with God, God says, put on the full armor. He says, then we become stronger in the word and with the word of God. Then God says, focus. He says the world is very distracting. Very distracting. He says, well, he likens this unto a woman who's carrying a baby. What she has to worry about is my boyfriend, is my husband going to stay with me all 9 months? And after I have this child for 18 years, is this man going to stay with me? You know, you have to keep the focus. God promised you something great, that you was going to deliver something great. And the focus is to remain focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're going to have people that say, you know what, nothing great can ever come out of you because of what you used to do, what you used to say. People are going to, you're going to have naysayers. That can never happen. That's too hard. Why would you do that? You're going to have people who say those things, but you have to focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once again, God says the mind is the first thing that's transformed. Do you not know that everything we've discussed has to do or is connected with the mind? Let's go back real quick, Tamela Mann, and go to our second half. Everything that we discuss has to do with the mind, right? The sacrifice. We have to make up our mind that we want to let those things that no longer does us well, we have to let those things go. We have to let those things go. Amen? We have to make up in our mind, I'm going to let it go. We have to make up in our mind, okay? Then we talked about the word of God. We have to study. And all of those things in the Bible and what Jesus is teaching us in the Bible goes to our cerebral cortex, and it goes to our mind. And we're able to play these things out within our minds. Amen? We're able to play these things out. It all starts in the mind. Even a dream, it starts in the mind. Then we talk about being strong in the Lord. The strength comes from, once again, the mind. The strength comes from the mind. God says we have to have a strong mind, because if we're weak, right, we'll believe anything, we'll listen to anybody, and we'll miss out on our blessings if we become weak. Then the focus, once again, our mind dictates to our eyes what it should see. Any distractions, if we see a distraction and we begin to concentrate on that distraction, right, then those particular things will cause us to deviate from the plan that God has for us. Amen? So that's the first part of the ministry. God says surrender. He says the plan of travail for Christ, he says it starts with the mind. Then you have to let some things go. He said, and it's going to hurt. It's going to be a lot of pain because you have to let it go. Right? People that you're really close to, you have to let them go because they're not of your best interest. He says the word of God. He says the word of God is the truth. He says, and because of all of the things that's in the Bible, you're going to know the truth. And you're going to have to turn from your old habits. That's going to hurt. Then God says, be strong. He says it's hard to be strong when you have to let things go. You have to make sacrifices. He says, but we are strong in the word. God will make us strong. He is our strength. And then he says, focus. We must focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and not on the world, because the world is very distracted and there are a lot of things in the world. And we're going to listen to Sister Tamla Mann one way. And then, speaking of one way, God says the next step for the plan of travail for Christ is to keep walking. You're going to hear Sister Tamla Mann one way. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Amen. That was Sister Tamla Mann, One Way. Be sure to pick up that particular CD as well. And as she said, there's only one way. So because there's only one way to get to our Father, we must continue, God says. This is part of the second part of the plan of travail. We must continue to walk. We must keep walking. God says don't go on bed rest spiritually. We're not talking about physically. He says spiritually, don't go on bed rest because you're tired of the world. You're tired of people bothering you. You know, and God is showing this. He says, you know, because you're tired of the world and people saying things, he says, you're doing what's right and you're not saying anything back. He says, you get tired of that. But God says the step that many of us miss as Christians is we don't take it to God in prayer. We'll complain to people. We'll complain to everybody about what's going on, but we don't take it to God in prayer. And God will fix it. He will hush the mouths of all of the naysayers, but you have to take it unto God. So God says continue to walk because you already know the promise. Not only have God told you the promise, but I've told you the promise. And many other people that you've spoken to who are anointed by God and prophets and ministers have told you that there is a promise. And God says no more than 9 months to expect something great from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God says, so you must continue to keep walking. He says, don't go on bed rest. Don't stop going to church. He says, don't stop speaking to people. Don't disassociate yourself. He says, you still have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. He says, keep walking. He says, yes, you may have to walk with some tears in your eyes. You may have to have some sleepless nights. God says, but he will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. He says, and he will keep you each and every day. He says, even at your weakest points, you shall be made strong because he is our Father. Amen? So God says, keep walking. He says, don't go on bed rest. Don't stop doing. Don't stop ministering. Don't stop giving to the needy. Don't stop visiting the sick. God says, keep walking. Then he says, pray daily. And many of you say, well, that should have been the first thing. But God says he have to work on our minds and our hearts first before we can even get a prayer through. God says, after you have conquered the world and after you're able to get your mind right, then you can come unto Christ and you can pray daily. He says you need to pray in season and out of season. We already know that. But God says, pray daily. Put on the full armor. He says, why? Because you never know when you're going to encounter people who do not know their Father. There are people in the world who don't know their Father, but God is talking about the spiritual Father. He says you never know when you're going to encounter people know their Father, and the only time they will ever experience their Father, who is spiritually, is through you, your actions, what you say, and what you do. So every day we have to be imitators of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that we have to go and push religion on people, but people should know that, yes, Jesus is her daddy or his daddy because of the way they act, because of their disposition, because of the words that come out of their mouth, because of the things that they do. Yes, that is a child of God. If people have to question whether you belong to God or not, there's a problem. Amen? So God says, pray daily. Pray daily. Right? Remember the plan of travail for Christ. He says, pray daily. Even when you get in those situations where somebody's really upset, God says, in your mind, just pray unto God. Pray unto God. And you always have to pray unto God, the Lord, give me the right words to say. Lord, bless me to have patience. Amen? Now, this is something that God gave me, and I was surprised about it because it's very specific. And matter of fact, most of the things that God is expressing today is very specific. But this is what God has commanded me to do and commanded me to give to the ministry. On Wednesday, God's will, the Lord says, fast in the morning until noon, he says, and while you're fasting, he says, pray. Now, about fasting, because we're expecting something, we're expecting to deliver something great. God says, Wednesday morning, pray and fast until noon, 12 noon. And that is to any believer. If you don't believe in it, don't do it. But God specifically said Wednesday morning, fast until noon. Amen? Wednesday morning. So we're walking, we're praying, and God says fast. He said your food or your strength comes from prayer. He says so Wednesday, God says that he's going to do something great. He's going to deliver something great. And this is the proof, ladies and gentlemen. God says Wednesday, fast until noon. Now, on Wednesday, God's will, God is going to do something great. I don't know what it is, but this is proof that this is the revelation of God. God says some people still are not, Dr. Cindy Trim used the word suspicious. Some people are still suspicious if God is really going to do what he says he's going to do. But God is saying fast on Wednesday morning until noon. He says, and pray, because something great is going to happen. Then God goes on to say, expect. He said, expect something after you fast and pray. That means, all it means is no breakfast, really. And then if you eat after, he says, after 12 o'clock, he says, go back to your daily nutrition. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to fast Wednesday morning until noon, and I'm going to pray unto God, because I'm expecting something great. I'm expecting greatness. I'm expecting God to do something great. Amen? Amen. And right here we're going to pause, and we're going to listen to Mary, Mary, Go Get It. So far, for those of you who are just tuning in, and this is an archived ministry, you can hear it again. God says that the plan of travail for Christ, he likens us into a woman who's expecting to deliver in 9 months. God says some people will expect this breakthrough in 9 months, 6 months, 3 months, or some people are ready to deliver now. And I claim to God, I'm ready to deliver now. Praise God. But God says he starts with the mind. He says all of this, we start with the mind first. And then God says we must sacrifice something, right? He says put away our old ways that's not conducive to the kingdom of God. Ball up your fist. He had us ball up our fist, and he had us open it slowly. He says that when you sacrifice and lose those things, he said you still feel the pain. That's part of the travail for the coming of Christ. He says you still feel that pain. He says, but you're going to make it. Then he says continue to stay into the word of God. Continue to be strong. How do you be strong? Through the word of God, putting on the full armor, because the world is very strong, but God says he is made stronger. He has made us stronger so that we can get past the world. Then the focus should be on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and on the promise. And God says no matter what, he says don't go on bed rest. This was the second half. Don't go on bed rest. Don't stop. He says keep working for God. Continue in the kingdom of God. He says don't give heaven any rest, as Pastor always say, Juanita Bynum. Prophetess Juanita Bynum, she says, give heaven no rest. God says, keep walking, because there is a promise. You are expecting, and you are expecting to deliver something great. Pray daily, right? And then God gave us a charge. He said, on Wednesday, God's will, until noon, he says, fast and pray, and then expect something great. Expect something great within your lives. We're going to listen to Mary, Mary, Go Get It, and then I'm going to give you the final plan of travail for Christ. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com with Dr. Avery. Look.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love so. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
That was the marriage. Go get it, because God said that you should expect it. Then God says receive. Amen. And thank God. So as we get ready to play our last song, amen, I want you to know that God says that we're expecting something great from him. Remember, okay, remember that God always starts the mind. Then there's a sacrifice. Close your fist up. There's a sacrifice that must be made. And that is going to hurt us. That is part of the plan for travail. Then God says the word of God. When we find out and when we're no longer ignorant to the fact of what God wants us to do, then we change our ways. That's going to hurt us because some of those old ways were really comfortable and familiar to us. Then God says our strength. He says during this time of travail, he says, since we're carrying this greatness, we're going to become stronger because we're in the word of God and because God has renewed our minds. He says, but the focus should remain on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because the world is very distracting. Then God says that, yeah, the world is distracting, but we must not go on bed rest. We must not give up. We must not stop because the blessing is at hand. He says, we're getting ready to deliver greatness. He says, continue to walk. Keep walking, he says, and pray daily for your strength. He says, on Wednesday, he says, fast until noon and pray. And when you expect, he says, then you're going to receive something great. He says, and thank God. And speaking of that, we're going to listen to the Rance Allen Group a little louder. Clap your hands because we are receiving the power and the greatness of God. Some 9 months, some 6 months, some in 3 months, and some are ready to deliver. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com with your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Amen. That was the Rance Allen Group. A little louder. Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Amen. God's going to do something great this week. Amen and praise God. I am so happy that you guys join me on tonight with the plan of Travail for Christ. God is going to do some great things. And I know that some of you come on the ministry and God is really working in your lives. And I know that you are learning a lot, not only from this ministry, but from other ministries that you listen to. But for some reason, on this particular week, God has ordained Wednesday as the day in which we go into a fast and we pray, because God says that we're getting ready to go into something great. We're getting ready to go into a new dimension spiritually. He didn't say physically, he said spiritually. We're going into a new dimension. We're going into something great. And so on Wednesday, from morning until noon, we're going to pray with expectancy, and we're going to receive, and we're going to thank God. God reveals that within this particular plan of Travail for Christ, he says that the breakthroughs and the wants and the needs, he says, all of that is going to be intertwined. And God says it's not going to be a one-time manifestation. He says it's going to be continuously until we get to the point where we believe that God is able. There are many Christians out there who are going to experience this particular breakthrough from God pretty soon this week. God says less than from 9 months and less, that's going to experience this, and they're still not going to believe that it's from God. They're going to believe it was from their own strength and because of what they do or because of what they have. And God says it has no name unto it. He says, for all of his children have sinned and fallen short. He says, but he has selected some of his children to receive an inheritance called grace, favor, and mercy, and they are with great expectancy expecting something great from each and every one of us. And so we are all in this together, he says, but there's going to be something great that is going to come from us through the Holy Spirit, by way of the Holy Spirit. So Wednesday, God's will, do not forget, right? Because I have a habit of getting fruit snacks every single morning. God says on Wednesday, he says, put it to a halt. For those of you who like to drink coffee and eat and all that, he says, put it to a halt. If you believe this, if you've been listening, if you believe it, only do it if you believe it, and you don't have to broadcast. I'm fasting and I'm praying. Right now I'm praying. It's 10:30 and I'm praying instead of eating. God says, don't broadcast. He says, because he has disseminated this information, I'm only the messenger. He says, let the people know. Let them know the goodness. Let them know what they're entitled to. You are entitled to the greatness of God. He says, but you must fast on Wednesday. And oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Because many of you, you listen to this ministry. You listen to other ministries, but some of you still don't believe. And God is waking you up every morning. That's a miracle. He's starting you on your, that's a miracle. But some of you still don't believe. But God says, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to give you a day. And I'm going to give you a time frame, right? He says, and then expect something great. Amen? Amen. So I have to keep this in my head. Okay, Wednesday I'm supposed to fast for God, right? But God says on Wednesday, you shouldn't go and say, oh my gosh, I'm so tired, I'm hungry, I've been fasting. That defeats the purpose. He says the only person to know that you are fasting should be you and God. Right? But, of course, somebody has to disseminate the message, and I just happen to be that somebody that God has selected to disseminate the message that on Wednesday we are praying and we are fasting. Right? So eat well Tuesday, because Wednesday from 8 to 12, or whenever you, God bless you, wake up, 5 o'clock, ooh, Lord, 5 to 12, 5 a.m. to 12, we're fasting. Amen? Amen. If you want to hear the whole ministry, be sure to go back to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove or the freetolove.com and click on Love Radio. You can hear the whole segment. This is an excellent segment. Be sure to share it with your family and friends. But before we go into our announcements, I want to play a little bit of Yes, Lord, to give you time to accept or reject the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you accept the Lord, you will taste and see that he is good. Your life will be much better. If you reject, continue to pray unto God that God will lead you in the right path and that you will finally accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to play about 1 minute of this Yes, Lord, and you decide if you're going to give your life to Christ now or if you're going to wait because tomorrow may be too late. Man, that was Kojic, Yes, Lord, the late Bishop G.E. Patterson. I want to play one more song that the Lord gave me. And as I said before, that was yours to accept or reject. But I have one more song before the announcement. It's called Tomorrow. And this is by the Whining Brothers. And it's called Tomorrow. Amen. And tomorrow just might be too late, so I tell you, I hasten you to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as soon as possible because tomorrow might be too late. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com with Dr. Afrida Love.
Thank you.
Amen. Thou art tomorrow by the windings, and as I said before, is yours to accept or reject. Amen. I want to thank you for listening to the Plan of Terrell for Christ. Be sure to tell your family and friends. And now for our announcements, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them, encouraging them to log on to theafreedomloveshow.com and click on Love Radio, or to connect with me on blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. I would love, love, love to have your ears on this ministry. In addition to that, gospel artists, artist promoters, writers, actors, actress, journalists, radio ministers, pastors, please, please, please connect with me at ALFREDALOVE. That's Facebook. Or FREDALOVE. That's Facebook. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you as a guest on the I Free to Love show. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for each one of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. When you put your family and friends all in one line, be sure to call them by name and situation. And whatever they need, continue to pray for them, because you may be the only prayer that's able to get through at that particular time. Amen. Because we are our brother and sister's keepers. So pray for your family members. Put them all in one line. That means we are unified. We are together. We're all on the same page. So put them all in one line and pray for them. Go grab your calendars. Go grab those calendars quickly and in a hurry. Go grab those calendars. Amen. The Stellars. I am so excited. I feel the fire already from Las Vegas. Yes, the Stellars is this week. So be sure to grab those calendars and confirm those dates. Look at your calendars from February 18th through the 20th. It's the Stellar Music Awards. This is a time in which we recognize those gospel artists in the ministry who have really ministered into our souls. This is a time in which we acknowledge their music, and it's kind of like a revival. It's kind of like church, because you hear their ministries on stage. You hear their music, and it's just a great time to be in the presence with these gospel artists. And praise God, my team and I are able to be media, so we're going to be able to capture those events, and we're going to take as many videos as possible so that we can post these things on the particular websites, and so that you guys can continue to support these gospel artists, and that we can have all these things archived, so you can be right there with us in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, I'm on radio. Calm down. No, just kidding. Las Vegas, Nevada. Make sure, be sure to tune in, because I'm going to be on Facebook posting, and I'll have one of my dear friends who played on Empire. She will be with me helping to capture those moments, and I'll have some gospel artists. Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford will be there, and other individuals will be there, and we're just going to have a good time, and I'm going to make sure that I have video and footage of most of the things that we do. Amen. And we're going to have a great time, and you're going to be right there in Las Vegas mobily. Amen. So we're going to have a great time. I want to, first of all, before we go to our next announcement, mention that the shift in Austin, Texas, with Dr. Cindy Trim and Evangelist Sylvia, who was the host and things like that, that was great. It was an awesome experience. Be sure this week, or at the beginning of next week, to look at the website, because I want to have footage. For those of you who are not on my Facebook page, I am posting videos, posting pictures. It was a powerful, powerful event. Any of you who know Dr. Cindy Trim knows that she comes with fire in her prophetic ministry. And so we had a great time in the Lord. I was capturing pictures and videos, and I was into the Spirit, and I was like, oh, Lord. And so, I mean, it was just a great experience. And Dr. Trim is coming back to Texas, so be sure to check those calendars and look out. Amen. Let me calm down. Whew. Whew. All right. Praise God. In addition to that, so we have the Stellars. Now, make sure that you check out these two websites. Amen. There are two particular websites, alfreda.hubpages.com. And, yes, we're going to write more articles, but God has just blessed us with so many things. But we're going to write more articles, and we have fashion models, of course, and we have television and TV shows. So continue to stay on this page and watch for more articles. I'm going to have some things about Dr. Cindy Trim. I'm going to write an article about her and other things of that nature as well. In addition to that, go to theafreedaloveshow.com. With theafreedaloveshow.com, you're going to hear some music in just a second. Praise God. On this particular website, As you know, I'm on the website because you hear the music. On this particular website, this is the hub for Lottie-Dottie, everybody, everything. I want journalists. I want gospel promoters, industry makers, journalists. I want you to come on this website and check it out. It's the AlfredaLoveShow.com. We have gospel. We have R&B because guess what? God gives talents to each and every individual. When you go to the homepage, you'll see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's into film and gospel. So if you have any type of shows or things like that, she needs music or a gospel artist who's well-known. She was a Stellar Award nominee. She's won many awards, traveled the world over. She has a lot of experience. Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford will be the lady for you. If you want some ministry and some great gospel music, then there's Pastor LaShawn McLemore. If you click on either one of these ladies' websites, you will see all of the great things they're doing. Please support their music. They have singles out. They have CDs out. They're doing some great things. They're working on new projects. They're traveling. They're doing some great things. And, of course, here's the Love Radio. When you click on Love Radio, whoop, there it is. You will be right in the middle, in the heart of the studio of the iFreedomLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Right now we are live. Amen. And it's not even 5, it's past 5. We are live right now. If you want to follow the ministry and receive different updates without paying anything, just go to follow. Click on follow. Put your first and last name. You don't even have to have a radio show. Just put your first and last name and click follow, and whoop, there it is. You can follow this ministry every time we get on air. You will receive an email. And so that'll be great for you. And then if you want to check out any of the shows, any of the ministries, just scroll down and you will see all of the ministries. And then if you want to check out some of the latter ministries, just click on those numbers right there and you will see some of the latter ministries all the way up to the beginning. Praise God. And so if you want your gospel artist music to be featured on this particular radio station, or if you want an interview with your gospel artist or your R&B artist, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Amen. Let's go back. Okay. About the venue, of course, you know that this is an international venue because it's a radio outlet online. So many people from all over the world are listening. We're looking very forward to the Stellar Music Awards show from the 18th through the 20th. And, yes, we're going to be media. Amen. I have the privilege of having someone who played on Empire to be part of my team. I have the privilege of having Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and others. So please be sure, gospel artists, the Afrida Love Show has to interview you. Amen. And take those great pictures. Amen. Praise God. Now, to the artists and media, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Alfreda Love, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. And, of course, we all know that love is always the answer. Location and contact, if you want to contact me, here is my email address. Here is also a box with the name, the email subject, and message. Be sure to click on submit so that I can receive your message. Gospel artists in the industry, this is only a few. Now, we're going to add many more because, of course, we're going to the Stellar, so we're going to have many more pictures. Be sure to support all of these gospel artists' music, any projects that they have or anything of that nature. Be sure to connect with them. Here are some links. We have Eddie Ruth Bradford. We have Psalmist LaShawn McLemore. Of course, there's the radio station, a spiritual guide. If you're looking for a great spiritual guide to read, click on that and purchase it at Amazon. Then we have Love's Comedy and Entertainment. That's a fan page. Then we have Love Lift Jesus Ministry. That's also a fan page. Then I want you to click on LinkedIn if you want to connect with me, business individuals. A lot of business individuals connect with me on LinkedIn. Here it is right here. You can connect with me. Let's see here. I have a couple of messages from people who hardly ever get on LinkedIn. Let's see. Okay. So here are some individuals, and I have a couple of messages. I will respond to you in about 4 hours. Amen. I will respond to you in about 4 hours. Amen. And I'm connecting with someone right now. Praise God. But if you want to connect with me, all you have to do is click on Alfreda Love. That's it. Alfreda Love, and we can connect and we can talk about business. Amen. Meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. She is going to be at the Stellar's as well. So radio stations, make sure you get her music. If you stay on this particular site for long enough, you will hear all 4 of her songs. This is her bio as well. And then we have, of course, meet radio host Alfreda Love. You're not going to hear any music because I don't sing, praise God. But I speak, and I will be speaking in San Antonio, Washington, and Atlanta pretty soon. But for all of you event planners, schools all over the world, it doesn't matter. I want you to click on this page. God is showing me this right now. Here's my bio, okay? I am currently developing curriculum, and I'm currently developing a system that deals with health and fitness. Now, here are some of the topics that I speak on: cool classrooms, bullyproofing schools. I am a certified trainer as well. For health matters, control your metabolism, move something, five habits of successful people, motivating the team, religion, your church is within the heart, relationship, religion, and relief. Now, I will be speaking, as I said before, in a few weeks in San Antonio, Texas, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and in Waco, of course. Now, if you need a speaker on health, I'm certified trainer in health, education, any type of religion, please feel free to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, you will speak to me directly. You will be speaking to me directly, and we can talk. And Jesus will work out everything that needs to be worked out. So please be sure to connect with me. I'm going to be at a huge conference in San Antonio pretty soon, and it's going to be great. And I will let you all know all of my speaking engagements so that you can tell your family and friends and so you can come out. In addition to that, we're also planning some other things. But for right now, this is a huge, huge conference. And so I am now available, as I said before, to speak at conferences and things of that nature. So be sure to connect with me, and thank you for the opportunity. All right, Love's Author Corner. These are some of the books from the different authors right here, so be sure to check those things out. Of course, Health and Human Performance, That All Stands True, so continue to read that. Entertainment and Television, here's some of your entertainers, and so please be sure that when they're on TV that we watch them and support them as well. Of course, R&B, here's some of our R&B individuals. We're going to add more. Then there's Meet Artist LaShawn D. McLemore. This is her bio, and if you stay on her page long enough, the song is I Am Healed. Amen. I am healed. I am healed. Amen. And then, of course, there is the community page, and we're going to add more things to it because we have done a lot in the community as well. We're going to get involved. There's a huge event going on, I believe, March the 19th at one of the churches, and I'm going to give you more information. I do have a flyer that I need to put on the website. Speaking of the website, I have another website entitled Stellar. You will be at the new Alfreda Love Show radio station. This is going to be nothing but gospel. This is the radio hub. Now, the Alfreda Love Show deals with different aspects, R&B and things of that nature, but this is going to be our official gospel radio station. Of course, here's the homepage, and I'm not finished with it. We have our new gospel music projects from January to February, all right? So support all these individuals' music. Of course, we have our gospel artist highlight of the week, Sister Tamla Mann, One Way, and Brother William McDial, Sound of Revival. For the Alfreda Love Show, shows for February, check out Sister Katrina Walker and Praying with Love. Coming soon, we'll have the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine, and we're going to kick it off with the Stellar Awards. I'm going to be writing about different things. I'm going to also add Sister Cindy Trim in this magazine as well because I attended her event. They have some great notes. Then, of course, Sister Bula Wham is going to be part of my media. If you look right behind these two individuals, these two characters, great characters, you will see Ms. Bula Wham right there. She had the opportunity to be on set. Amen. Then, of course, there are some events coming up. The Stellar Music Awards is coming up. Be sure to continue to support Sister Tamla Mann on February 23rd. The Mann's, it's a man's world. February 23rd, it comes on 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 Eastern Standard Time on BET. BET. StellarGospelMusic.com, 102 FM, Billboard Top 10 Gospel Artists for February 2016. We have two so far, Pastor Marvin Winans, I'm Over It Now, and Psalmist Tamla Mann, One Way, and we're going to add 8 more gospel artists. Then, of course, if you want to contact me for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting, of course, there is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, the AlfredaLoveShow.com television is coming. I'm going to have videos, for instance, that I had at the Dr. Cindy Trim event, as well as the Stella Music Awards. If you want to advertise your church for a week here, you can email me to find out how. It's emonya_love@yahoo.com. This particular church is my church, the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco. Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor. And so if you click on this particular little icon, what you'll find is a video that our church turned 100 years old last year in August, okay? So you can watch the little video at your leisure. Be sure to watch that. I'm still working on this particular site, so be sure to come back for many different updates because, as I said, I'm still working on the site, all right? Then, of course, about us, all right? Welcome to the StellarGospelMusic.com. It's a God-made international radio station, passionate leader, speaker, teacher, and council member. I'm highly sought after for motivation and spiritual speaker. Well, this is in third person. In other words, I have a radio station, and I've had the opportunity to interview many leaders, speakers, gospel artists, and community leaders. So please be sure to check it out. And here are some of the interviews that I've had the opportunity to interview different individuals. If you want to contact us, I'm still working on that, and services and church events around the world, pastors. And I have many different flyers that I need to update. I heard that the Love Night was a huge success. It was great, and so was the Yolanda Adams 10-year celebration. Amen. So what we have coming up is on February the 27th, we have Sister Shantae Stewart, and we have a gigantic gospel concert Saturday, April the 9th. So be sure to check out these particular events, okay? I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. I always thank you guys because without God, we would be nothing. With God, we are everything because we serve an awesome and powerful God. Remember on tomorrow to bring your pencil, paper, and pen because we're going to go over our needs and wants because all of us need something and all of us want something. But we have to go into God. We have to go to God in a way in which is acceptable, right? And so we have to go to God in a humble way because God will give us the desires of our hearts. Amen. So we want to make sure that we're ready. So on tomorrow, God's will, be sure to tune in to the AfridaLoveShow.com as we explore our needs and wants, okay? And on Tuesday, God's will, we're going to have our top 10 Billboard gospel artists. On Wednesday, of course, we're going to have our Praying with Love and Power. Remember that we're fasting from the time we wake up until 12 noon. Remember on Thursday, God's will, we're going to have a guest who's going to come on the ministry, and we're going to interview our guests. So be sure to just tune in and stay tuned. If you want to be on the ministry, remember to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you are a minister and you want to minister on a Sunday, just let me know that, and I will make that happen for you as well. If you want your church to be highlighted on the website, just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to highlight your church as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love with the AfridaLoveShow.com. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.